Hoftevez, 27th December. Start your day the Torah way in conjunction with Yafle Kala, Northwest London. Rabbi David Tukentaft.
The topic that I'd like to discuss this morning is snow and ice in Halacha and Machshava. Everybody complains that British transport and the airports, some snow comes, and then nobody knows what to do, and there's such chaos. And everybody excuses themselves and says, look, it only happens a couple of days a year here in England, and so we're not prepared adequately. And the Chayra, the exact same thing applies when it comes to Halacha. There are a number of Halachas which are discussed in the Peskim concerning snow and ice. But because it only happens so infrequently, they are rarely discussed. So today, B'Siyata Dishmaya, I'd like to discuss some of these issues. This has been the coldest December, apparently, in 100 years. We don't know whether there will be more snow, or there won't be more snow. Maybe by learning through the Inyonim, it will be a segula that there won't be more snow. And if there is, at least we'll know what to do. Last Shabbos ago, when people were walking home from shul, I saw there was somebody who had mamish, a few inches of snow on his hat. Mamish looked like a white fur strimal because there was so much snow on his hat. And the first thing that I'd like to discuss concerns the halachas of whether we can brush snow off our coats and off our hats. Are we allowed to brush it off? Secondly, is there an issue with carrying it? Are we allowed to carry snow? Do we have to be concerned that we're carrying it on Shabbos? Then I'd like to discuss, is a person allowed to make snowballs or snowmen? I suppose nowadays, politically correct, you have to say snow people. What are the halachas concerning walking on snow, making patterns in snow? What about shoveling it or putting grit or sand on it? What are the halachas concerning tevilas kelim, concerning netilas yodayim? And then at the end, an inyan in hashkofa concerning snow, be'ezras Hashem. So let's start with brushing snow off a coat. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Shin Lamed Ches, Sifkot and Lamed, that rain that falls on Shabbos does not have a status of Muktza or Noilad. We know that something which comes into existence on Shabbos is normally considered Noilad, that is considered Muktza, but since the rain really was there in cloud form beforehand, so it is not considered Muktza, it is not considered Noilad. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, they extend this ruling to apply to snow as well. Snow is essentially a frozen form of rain, and therefore even if it comes down on Shabbos and beforehand it was just in water vapor in the clouds, it's still not considered Muktza, and therefore according to Shlomo Zalman, a person would be allowed to brush the snow off with their hands because there are no problems of Muktza whatsoever. Ramesha Feinstein, Igris Moshe, though, says that snow on Shabbos is considered Muktza and cannot be moved. We just saw the Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to rain, it's not considered Noilad, it's not considered Muktza. Why is snow different? So Ramesha Feinstein says that he's Machalik. He says snow is Muktza Mamish. Snow has no utility whatsoever. Rain, a person would feed to their animals, a person, Bukeshi, could drink rain, but when it comes to snow, very, very few would actually use this snow whatsoever. Vice Dois, they didn't really have great snowball fights in the Lower East Side during his time. And so, therefore, it's Muktza Mamish, it has no utility whatsoever. So according to Ramesha Feinstein, one would have to remove the snow, Kala'achar Yad, and one would have to remove the snow in an unusual manner, and one wouldn't actually be able to touch the snow and move the snow with their hands. Most Peskim go along with Rav Shlomo Zalman on this one and say that snow is not considered Muktza. What about carrying snow? Does a person have to be concerned about carrying snow? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chavov, Se'if Zayin, that it's mutter to walk in the rain, even if you end up carrying a lot of rain which has been absorbed in your clothing. What's the reason you don't have to be concerned about carrying? So number one, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a derech haitzo'o. Could be in England, maybe in certain places, it might be considered a derech haitzo'o. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is not considered derech haitzo'o. This is not the normal way that people carry. And another reason that's brought is that since it's impossible to avoid such a thing, a person could be walking and it could be sunny, and then all of a sudden there could be a downpour. So then Chazal were not gezer, saying that we can't do a midrabanan either. And so for these reasons, it's totally okay to walk around in the rain on Shabbos. You don't need to be concerned about carrying rain. And Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa in Perek Tezvov, Ha'orah Kuf Chaf Gimel, says that exactly the same applies regarding snow. If a person's walking in the snow, they don't have to every now and again shake off their hat. That is not considered a masoy, it's not considered carrying, and therefore that is absolutely fine. Moving on to snowballs. So what's the halacha concerning snowballs? So, in the earlier poskim, we don't really see anybody who discussed snowballs. In history, there was nobody ever who asked the Rav Shaya Lechaira. We don't find any of the early tshuvas for him concerning snowballs. What is the halacha? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he said that making snowballs or snowmen is also on Shabbos. And he says that this is doyme lebinyan, this is similar to binyan. Because when it comes to boyne, when it comes to building, there's a halacha, the Rambam says, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Zayin halacha Vov. Ve'im govnoi v'aso gvina chayv mishum boina. The Rambam says that he paskens, you're not allowed to make cheese on Shabbos. Why not? Because cheese, what they would do to make cheese is to bring together the smaller components and bring them together into one mass. And the Rambam says, shekol ha-makabetz chelek al chelek. Anybody who gathers these different parts together, the dovak hakoil, and sticks them all together, achiyasu guf echod, until they become one body, harize doyme lebinyan. Now this isn't binyan min hatoirah, but this is doyme lebinyan. Just like you're not allowed to make this cheese to bring together all of these parts and to make it into one, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, for the same reason, a person, I'm sorry Rabbi Isai, but he would not be able to make snowballs on Shabbos for this same reason. Now I know what you're thinking. Mistoma, you're thinking, okay, so then what if I prepare the snowballs on Erev Shabbos? If I prepare the snowballs on Erev Shabbos, then would it be okay to throw them on Shabbos? So, lech'ayra, it seems as though such a thing would not be such a problem. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, though, brings in a footnote, a sefer Menucha Nechayna, and he says that even if you prepare them before Shabbos, you would not be allowed to throw them. Some say one possible explanation is because of the malacha of soiser, anything where there's binyan, where you're not allowed to build, so then possibly throwing it might be considered demolishing it. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't accept this explanation, so there's a bit of a debate exactly why it should be that the Menucha Nechayna says that you're not allowed to throw them, even if you prepare them before Shabbos. I will say there is a Mekel Shitta, a Ramesh Stern, who was Rav Debrezin in Shailas Tshuvas Be'er Moshe. He was nifted in 1997 in America, and he's Mekel. And he says a person would be allowed to make and throw snowballs on Shabbos because they're not Machzik Mamad and they are Nomes almost immediately, which means that they don't stay together. This is something which is very, very temporary, and it's going to dissolve, it's going to disintegrate almost immediately. And therefore, he says that it would be permitted to make and to throw snowballs on Shabbos. Most poskim seem to go with Rav Shlomo Zalman on this, but the Piskei Tshuvos brings this Be'er Moshe and says that even though Avada, we should try and be machmir in this, but li'ilodim katanim ein lahachmir. If a person sees they have children and lamaisa they've gone out into the garden and they're playing with the snow, so li'ilodim katanim ein lahachmir, they have the shailus atshuvas Be'er Moshe to rely on. When it comes though to snowmen, snow people, so then that is more machmir. And everybody agrees, even the Be'er Moshe says, that it is osa to make a snowman on Shabbos. Firstly, as we say, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's the doyme lebinyan issue. This is similar to binyan. And here, you don't want it to dissolve immediately on somebody else. Right? You're not intending to crush it, to throw it straight away. You want your snowman to last. You want all the people to go down the road to see how incredibly creative you and your mishpacha are, such an ingenious snowman. And so therefore, you do want it to be Masik Mamad, you do want it to remain. And so there is certainly this issue of Doma Labinyan. As well as that, you're making an image, you're making a form, you're making a tsurah. So it might be Osa because of this as well. So snowmen, seemingly there's no reason to be makel when it comes to snowmen on Shabbos. Concerning walking on snow and making patterns in it, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chaf, Sif Yud Gimel, Beiris Shelig Baraglov Ve'eno Cheshesh, you don't need to be concerned concerning walking on snow at all. Even though the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that Ein Maraskin Leis HaSheleg Ve'leis HaBorad B'Shabbos B'Shvil She'ozu V'meimov Aval Neisen Hu L'Seich HaKais Ey L'Seich HaKara Ve'eno Cheshesh. There's a Issa Midrabonon in crushing snow on Shabbos. The Rishonim argue exactly why there should be an Issa Drabon. Is it because this is like schito, just like you're not allowed to squeeze solid foods so that a liquid should come out? So maybe over here this is the reason for the Gzeirah. Is it because of Moilid? Is it because it's like you're creating a new entity? So there is an Issa Midrabon to crush snow on Shabbos, but when it comes to walking on snow, there is Shelig Baraglov in Cheshesh, says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to worry, you can walk on snow even if it crushes it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that there's no gezeira over here. Your intention isn't to turn this snow into water because you want the water, so this is okay. You shouldn't, though, walk around deliberately to make a pattern, you know, ich bin du, right, to walk around and to write in the snow or to make a shape in the snow. That would be a problem. That would be kasiva, that would be writing, even though this is not miskayim, this is not going to last. Kasiva, which is not miskayim, is also osa midrabonon. This is the reason that if you have a steamed up window, you shouldn't be writing, making images or letters in a steamed up window. So too over here, a person shouldn't walk around in the snow. Mamish has got nothing better to do on Shabbos, but this is, you know, just if. You shouldn't walk around in the snow making these patterns. When it comes to shoveling snow, or putting salt on it, so this is something which is also very negeya lahalacha, particularly outside old age homes, or particularly people where there are elderly people, people that are not so stable, people that need to get out. What's halacha concerning shoveling snow, or putting salt or grit on snow on Shabbos? So what are the issues over here? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Shin Chaf Sif Yud, that a person is allowed to break ice to get to water underneath it. If you have a barrel and there's ice on top and you needed to get to the water underneath it, then you'd be allowed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says if the ice is actually connected to the ground, then the Mogen Avrom is Machmir. Why should the Mogen Avrom be Machmir over here? So he says that there's a halacha, the halacha of soiser, of demolishing, applies to anything which is connected to the ground. So if you have ice, or if you have ice and it's on a lake, or if you have ice on the floor and it's connected to the ground, then the Mogen Avrom is machmir. He says that by you breaking through this ice, that's soiser, that's like demolishing. But most poskim do not go with this Mogen Avrom. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim, he was nifted in 1960, he took this Mogen Avrom into consideration concerning a shaila which happened in his time. One morning they woke up in Yerushalayim and there was snow which fell on the roofs of Yerushalayim. And they came to him and they asked him, are we allowed to shovel away the snow from the roofs? You see, the roofs were not made of anything very substantial. The roofs were probably quite rickety even then. And if the snow was there, there was a chashash that it could actually bring the roofs down. So are you allowed to shovel the snow away? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank took this Mogen Avrom into consideration over here. Since the houses are connected to the ground, the ice or the snow is connected to the roofs. So lefi the Mogen Avrom, this would be a problem. This would be the problem of soisa, the problem of demolishing. He was machalik though, between two different types of snow. He said if it's the lighter snow, which is on top, the more fluffy snow, so then that snow, there's not a problem. The problem of the Mogen Avrom is only really where it's made into ice. where it's already the snow that's at the bottom, if you have quite a lot of snow that's laid very heavily on it, so then the snow at the bottom is packed much more closely together, and he said that's really where the problem would be. But if it's just to shovel away the top layer of snow, then Lefir Tzvi Pesach Frank, that would certainly be okay. Other poiskim say there are a few other issues involved over here. Rafalk Shlita, the Machaz Elio, and others say that it could be this is Uvdin Dechoyl, this is a very weekday type activity to take out your shovel and start going down the garden and start going down the driveway and shoveling the snow away. So some say it's Uvdin Dechoyl, some say this is Tircha, this is a great effort, and Chazal discourage us from going to great exertions on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day for Menucha, Shabbos is a day for Oinig, so by shoveling all of the Chol away, it could be a problem of Tircha, or it could be a problem of Uvdin Dechol. Many Poskim say that in a case of necessity, for example, there's an elderly person who's definitely going to be coming out over here, so then there's room to be Mekel, and to take it away, because like we say, most people don't go along with this Mogen Avrom who says that that breaking the ice is soiser, and the Tircha and the Uvdin Dechoyl issues also they're not written about concerning this particular case in the Friedrich Poiskim, so therefore there's room to be Mekel. What about putting salt or putting grit on the snow? So the Poiskim say that b'mokam hatzeirach it's a mutter to put the salt on top of the snow, and the reason is because even though you're causing it to disintegrate, is there a problem over here that you're crushing it, that you're causing it to disintegrate? Number one, it's a gromo, it's not b'yodayim, it's happening indirectly, and so for this reason you'd be allowed to put the salt onto the ground. Also, salt anyway is not considered muktzah. Even if it was considered muktzah for b'mokam hatzeirach, this would be okay. Now, spreading sand is a little bit more problematic because there's a halacha in boina, in building, that you're not allowed to spread sand on the ground. You're not allowed to add a new level to the ground. If you're adding a new level to the ground, then this could be a problem of binyan, could be a problem of building, and lechayr you're going to be leaving this sand over here. So it could be a little bit more problematic over here. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa though in Perek Chafhei, Halachotes is matir even with sand. He says you can even put the sand on, because the intention is that it should be washed away together with the melting snow. You're not intending that it should be left there at all, and therefore it would be okay to put the sand on. This sand was set aside from Erev Shabbos. Normally the grit and the sand that they have on the roads, never enough of, obviously. So this grit was set aside to put on top of the snow. And even if it wasn't, here b'mokam hatzeirach, it's okay. And as we say, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa says you don't even need to be concerned about the issues of boina. Okay, what about toveling in the snow? So the Rishonim, the Kadmonim speak about toveling in the snow for kaporos. Right? If a person is trying to get a kapora, speak to your Rav, he may have a few different alternatives. But this was certainly one of the classical ways of achieving kapora, was to roll in the snow. That person, if that's what they want to do, so fine to say that, but we're not talking about that. We're talking the sort of toveling we're talking about is, can a person be tovel in the snow, a proper tvila in the snow, both for tvilas kalim or for a person toveling, could be hilchas nida or the like. So would a person be allowed to tovel in the snow? So at the end of Masechta Mikvois, there's a discussion, and the bottom line seems to be that you can use snow for a mikvah, but there's a machlokes rishonim exactly how you can use the snow for the mikvah. What are we talking about over there when we say that you can use the snow for the mikvah? So the Pischei Tshuva in Yerodea Simon Kuf Ches brings down from the Chochma Sodom that if you have 40 sa'ah of snow together, so the shear for a mikvah is arbo'im sa'ah. So if you have an area of snow in your garden of 40 sa'ah of snow, now how much is 40 sa'ah of snow? So the calculation is, according to the Chazon Ish, it's about 576 liters. That's what it comes out to, which is a fair amount of snow, but huh? It's a lot of snow. If a person, it's probably possible to get that if a person had a big garden here in England. If you could be anyway. So if you have 576 liters of snow together, then Lemaisa, the poskim say that we are not so much that a person could actually tovel in this mihilchas nida. And even when it comes to tevilas kelim, tovelling kelim which are metal is d'oraisa. Person needs to be tovel any metal kelim in hatorah. So when it comes to metal kelim, a person would not be allowed to be tovel the metal kelim in the snow. But the Chochma Sodom says that you can actually be tovel glass kelim in the snow. The halacha of tovelling glass kelim is a halacha midrabanon. And since the chiv over there is midrabanon, you can be somach on those rishonim that say that tefillah does work in the snow. And therefore, the Chochma Sodom says that you can tovel glass dishes in the snow. You have to be careful that it's totally immersed in the snow, it's not in any air pockets, and all of the snow is covering the kli. But under those circumstances, it would be mutter to tovel the kli in the snow. What about doing a tilas yodayim? The Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Kuf Samach, Sivkot Nun Ches, that a person can do Netilas Yodayim in a pile of snow if there is no water available. As long as there are the 576 liters which are together, and as long as it's high enough that you can put both of your hands in, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, welcome Matzorach, if you don't have any other water available, then it would be permissible to tovel, to do Netilas Yodayim in the snow. A slightly related issue is concerning ice creams and ice lollies. Not very related, but a slightly related issue. And that is, do you consider an ice cream or an ice lolly a solid or a liquid? Is it considered a solid or is it a liquid? What's the nafkamina? What's the difference whether it's a solid or whether it's a liquid? Concerning brocha achreina, we know that if you have a solid, if you eat a solid, then if you have a kazayis in, let's say, 4 minutes, machlokes over how long you have to eat it in, but if you have, let's say, a matchbox size, and you eat it within 4 minutes, then you make a brocha achreino. If you're having a liquid, though, you have to have the liquid very, very quickly to make a brocha achreino. You have to have two gulps, kadesh siyas revias, almost straight after each other. So, if you're going to say that an ice cream is a solid, so then that means as long as you eat it within a few minutes, so then you'd make a brocha achreino over it. If though you say the ice cream or the ice lolly is a liquid, so it's a liquid, you're not going to be able to have an ice cream or an ice lolly in two gulps straight away, and so therefore you would not make a brocha achreino on an ice cream or an ice lolly. The seif of a zeis ha-brocha paskins, this is the maisa machlekes, a machlekes apoiskim over here, and therefore a person should be machmir, says the seif of a zeis ha-brocha, and a person should not make a brocha achreino if they're just eating an ice cream or an ice lolly by itself. You have to be choshesh that it has a din of a liquid, and therefore not make a brocha achreino when eating an ice cream or an ice lolly, because you're not having it in two gulps, one after the other. Okay. An inyan in Hashkofa, in Machshava, concerning snow, and with this we'll finish. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daflamet Hei, on the base. Omer Laval Hillel Hazokan, Shebechol Yoim Vayoim, Haya Oiser, Omishtaker, Batar Hoik, So Hillel HaZaken was so poor, and every day he only had this small amount of money, and he'd give half of this money away to the Shomer in the Beis HaMedrash that he could learn Torah, and half he would give to provide for his family. One day he couldn't earn his daily amount which he needed. And the Shomer of the Beis HaMedrash wouldn't allow him to come into the Beis HaMedrash. All over his Saleh, he went and suspended himself for Yoshev al Piyar Ruba and sat on top of the skylight, Kadesha Yishma Divre Elokim Chaim, Mipi Shmaya Vavtalion, so that he could hear the words of Elokim Chaim, the Torah, from Shmaya Vavtalion. Omru Oisayim Erev Shabbos Hoya, Betkufas Teves Hoysa. It was a Friday in the month of Teves, for Yardal of Shalag Menashomayim, and it started snowing all over him. Kishaolo amat hashachar, when it became light, they were learning all night. And when it became light in the morning, Omar leishmael avtalyain, avtalyain achi, my brother avtalyain, b'cholyim abayis meir, normally it's light in here. V'hayayim ofel, but today it's dark. Shemoyim hamu'ununhu, maybe today is a cloudy day. Hitzitzu einayim, so they lifted up their eyes, v'rodumus odom ba'aruba, and they saw this image of a person in the skylight. They saw he had three amos of sheleg on top of him. Parkuhu, so they took him out from there, they washed him, they anointed him, they put him opposite the fire, and Omru, they said, such is a person that it is roi, it is fitting to be Mechal Shabbos for such a person. So the Ben Yehoyada, Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, Zatzal, he asks a question. He says, why does it say, V'yorad olof sheleg min ha-shomayim, that the sheleg came down from shomayim? Of course we know, the sheleg came down from the sky. So why does it say the snow came down min ha-shomayim, from the sky? What's the inyan over here? So the Ben Yehoyada explains Zazoy. He says that it must be that when Hillel went up onto the roof, that he was not expecting that it should snow. Nobody was expecting snow that day. The weathermen said, no, it's not going to be a snowy day that day. And that is the reason that he went up. Because otherwise, a person, says the Ben Yehoyada, would not be allowed to put themselves into danger of death in order to learn Torah. As he says, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Omar David HaMelech Olav Shalom, Kach Mekublani Beis Dinei Shel Shmuel, Kol HaMeisa Azmai Lomas Al Divrei Torah, Einarim Halacha Mishmai. Persons shouldn't put themselves in danger of death in order to learn Torah. So he went up. He didn't realize that there was going to be such a huge amount of snow. It wasn't expected that there would be such snow. How else do we know it wasn't expected there should be such snow? Because when they saw it was dark, they said, Shemoyim Hamun, maybe it's a cloudy day, maybe it... They couldn't understand why it was so dark. If it was supposed to be a big snowy day, then of course it would be dark. The skylight would have filled up. So Hillel HaZaken didn't realize it was going to be a snowy day that day. And he went up. And says the Ben Yehoyada, V'yorad olof sheleg min hashomayim. The snow came min hashomayim. That means there was a hashkacha. There was a special providence that the snow should come down on Hillel HaZaken. Because there was a message over here. What was the message? So says the Ben Yehoyada, that there are three different types of limudim. Three different types of limud HaTorah. One is learning Mishnayos, is learning Girsa, is learning the Bekiyus and the Halachas Pesukas. Then there's a deeper way of learning, which is Limud Ho'iyun V'Hasvara, to understand the depth behind what's going on. And then there is Soid. Then there are the deeper aspects to Torah. So the Ben Yehoyada says that each one of these Limudim is called an Aleph. As the Pasuk says in Iyov, V'A'alefcha Chochma, Aleph is an expression of Limud. So if you take the words Aleph, and Lamed, and Pei, the word Aleph, the Gematria is 300, the Gematria is 111. Three times of Aleph, these three types of Limud, is 333, which is Gematria Sheleg. Because Hillel had such an attachment to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that everybody should know the dedication that Hillel HaZaken had to Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Sheleg come in HaShomayim, Sheleg symbolizing these three different types of Torah, which he dedicated himself to, in order to come on top of him, in order that everybody should see how great he was. And that's why nobody was expecting there should be such snow, and he fainted, he came down, and then they looked after him. So Hayetzi Midvoreinu is, he had this great dedication to snow, and Kol HaKavod to everybody who's come here. The snow isn't so bad right now, but it's such a time when a person has free time, and they've come to dedicate themselves to Limud HaTorah. Ashrei Chalkechem.